Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, January 23rd. I'm Ray Graff. All right, let me set the stage. A massive storm is coming up from the south, and it's covering everything in ice and snow, and the temperatures are going to plummet to below zero this weekend, and we'll have a foot of snow, and we'll be digging and digging. So let's do an ice cream show. Perfect. All right. Today on the show, we have Megan Kitsock from Supreme Soft Serve. Megan spent years in the hard ice cream biz, too, but the soft ice cream, let me tell you about it. She'll answer any questions you want. Also joining us is Josh Irwin from Juju's in Great Barrington and Lee. Juju's is a celebrated fast casual eatery that also happens to feature some celebrated beautiful ice cream. Call us if you want, 800-348-2551. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's a Food Friday, and today we talk ice cream. Back today to join us is Megan Kitsock, founder and chief rule breaker at Supreme Soft Serve. Megan is an 18-year ice cream vet working in both hard and soft ice cream in every position from retail to plant manager and CEO. She is passionate about all natural and delusionally delicious desserts. Also with us today, Josh Irwin from Juju's in Great Barrington and Lee, Mass. Juju's menu features a variety of savory staples, but the true heart of the brand is that delectable soft serve ice cream. Josh and his team use premium high butterfat Jersey milk from High Lawn Farm to create a really decadent product. It's much loved in the Berkshires. You want to talk ice cream today? 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email the program, as some people have already done, at voxpop@wamc.org. Megan Kitsock, welcome back. What's happening?
Hey, thanks for having me.
What do you do in the winter? I mean, the weather's going to be not good.
This is my favorite time of year.
Why?
Because I don't have to make ice cream.
Really? You just sit around?
I just book weddings for next year.
Okay, and let's talk about that for a minute. You have a truck. It's a pretty fancy deal, right?
Yeah, so I have it's a trailer, actually.
Yeah.
And I serve weddings of up to 350 people with like a 1 to 2 hour window.
People can just come up and get ice cream.
Yeah, so I pull in, I load the machine with whatever custom flavors and toppings they've decided on, and then I serve their guests until they're sick of me, and then I leave.
I find it hard to believe that anyone would be sick of you. And you know what? You and I, for some reason, your emails don't make it in.
I know.
And they're not caught by the spam filter here, but they're off in the ether. So I was trying to communicate about this show for some time. We finally had to do it via text because you just can't get the email through. Bottom line is, we were going to talk hard ice cream and soft ice cream, and we had a guy who will be with us in the summer who will talk hard ice cream. And we went through and we said, we finally got this next guy to join us and talk about soft ice cream. But you told me in the course of it, very, very late, oh, yeah, I worked in hard ice cream for a long, long time.
It's in my bio.
I put it in the bio. So now you can answer the hard ice cream questions.
Yes, I can.
Josh Irwin from Juju's in Great Barrington and Lee. Great to have you on the show. You excited to be here?
Super pumped to be here.
Really?
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, absolutely.
Trying to keep it down a little bit.
Megan and I have been like running circles around each other, doing swirls, you know, dancing in the midnight. Her doing her thing, me doing mine, and she was super nice to invite me to join.
Have you met her before?
We have never officially met. No, today's the first day.
And you're hitting it off then?
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Splendid.
I think we're gonna do some collaborations in the future, I have no doubt.
I like it. Tell me about Juju's. Now, I haven't been over there. I've been to Great Barrington and Lee many times, but never for ice cream.
Well, Juju's is our most recent concept. We opened 2024 May. In the Triplex Movie Theater of Great Barrington.
Okay.
Yeah, the Triplex got bought by a group of people that wanted to save the theater, save the Triplex. So it's now a nonprofit. And they had a little retail space in there that had been, a number of different things over the years. But we popped in there and started a small, fast casual eatery that serves popcorn chicken, pita gyros, some fresh salads, and the star of the show, as you mentioned, is our soft serve ice cream.
All right, so we're going to find out about the ice cream in a moment, but a little inside baseball. You know, the Triplex was an underwriter here for a long, 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 long time. Hmm. And when I started, now that's over 28 years ago, I read the first time I ever read their underwriting credit, I called it the Triple X Theater, and I almost got fired that very day, but it's the Triplex. All right, Josh, tell me about your ice creams. I know you have some interesting selections and flavors, and tell me about all that.
Yeah, we, you know, from my time running Cantina 229, which is my first restaurant in the Berkshires, we got into the soft serve game and always loved putting milk that costs a little bit more money into a machine that was made for Hood. To make a product that tastes a lot better than your standard ice cream.
All right,
cream.
So you're using Hylon Farm
Hylon
milk,
Farm, Lee Mass.
High butter fat, right?
Yep, that's the good stuff.
Okay, how can a machine, and I'll throw this to you, Megan, how can a machine be sort of tailored for a certain kind of milk?
Is that a pun?
Because it's a tailor machine.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know.
That's the
boy,
brand
I'm
name.
Clever. How about that?
Look at that. Didn't even mean to. So there's all different kinds of machines in the world of soft serve and hard serve. The machine that I use for my soft serve in the trailer is a really high-end tailor machine, and it has replaceable scraper blades,
yeah,
which help with the incorporation of air and stuff into the end texture of the ice cream.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different machines that don't have that, and then you can sort of tell by like the fat sort of builds up on the side, and then it comes out in the texture of the ice cream. But also using the higher quality dairy makes it higher quality.
You know, to show you what a rube I am, I never thought too much about the process of making soft ice cream. To me, it's you got a machine, you put in the whatever the powder is, and then it comes out. But there's much more of an art to it.
Don't use the powder.
Really?
Don't use the powder.
Well, the local place I've seen has the powder, and they just put it in a carton, and then you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a real difference.
Mm-hmm.
How do you evolve your craft? In other words, Josh, you've been making ice cream for how long now?
10 years.
10 years. How has it changed for you? What have you learned? I mean, I can see hard ice cream would be a difficult chore, but what I'm learning here is that soft ice cream is also it's an artful experience. Explain how you do it and what you have learned.
Well, soft serve has been fun because it's been a base product that can take flavor really through so many ways. So you have infusion techniques that can either be hot steeped, such as a tea. We have a really popular flavor that we do, which is a Thai tea. So you get this super intense expression of the bergamot and the black tea flavor.
And how do you get the tea into the ice cream?
We heat up this beautiful Hylon Farm milk, go ahead, steep the tea into it, strain it out, and then it goes into the machine after it gets sugar and other ingredients.
And that's not common? Usually cold milk goes in?
Well, you can't put it in hot. You have to cool it down. But
I see.
Now we're talking about a two-day process.
Right.
But there are other things, you know, Christina Tosi made it incredibly popular to have cereal milk ice cream. Back 10 years ago, one of our most popular flavors was Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know, the best sip, the best part about eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch is that last sip of the bowl at the very bottom, and it has just this incredibly nostalgic flavor. And what's interesting about soft serve is you can't have any sort of texture in soft serve, right? It all has to fit through the tiniest little pinhole that's on the top of the machine. So there's no ability really for you to have these secondary notes of chocolate chips or strawberry chunks or caramel bites or this or that. And that's where Megan's concept is so amazing, because she's clearly a super amazing baker and creator of toppings.
You made all these toppings?
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Oh, holy mackerel. So you might as well explain what you brought, Megan.
All right. So I brought dark chocolate quinoa crack, which is like it's one of my best-selling
That's
toppings.
This?
Yep.
Can I try it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's puffed quinoa, so like the whole grain quinoa, like you would make into like a mushy rice situation,
mm-hmm,
is puffed. So you use heat to puff it, kind of like a Rice Krispie. And then I enrobe it in high-quality dark chocolate and some sea salt.
That must be a high-percentage chocolate. I mean, it's got a good edge
to it.
It's not too sweet.
Yeah, it's like 85.
Beautiful.
And I do different varieties if I'm feeling like doing different varieties, but usually it's around 80 to 85% dark, because I like the contrast of it with the sweeter ice cream.
Now,
I don't love sugar.
What flavors of ice cream? Just standard flavors for you, and then you do the toppings and everything?
No, I do fully custom. So for weddings and events, I do fully custom. So we can do like cherry, we could do the Thai tea, we could do anything. Today I have vanilla chocolate and coffee.
Oh, nice.
I also brought a peanut brittle that I made and coated with chocolate. And then some cider donut crumbles.
Wow. Did you make all the...
I did not make the cider donuts. They're from Golden Harvest.
But did you make all this stuff just for the show? I know you're kind of in a slow period. There are not a lot of weddings.
I did a pop-up event last week at a local restaurant called Local 111 in Philmont. And we do a monthly pop-up series throughout the winter. So I can keep doing things like this because it's fun for me.
Well, why don't you go out this weekend and see what happens?
Well, last weekend it snowed and people still came.
Really?
I think we're getting used to the snow again. Like, we had a few years of no snow and people got scared to leave their house.
When you eat ice cream in the very cold, does it warm you up? That's always the...
No, but it doesn't melt.
Good point. What's the most popular one that you do when you do a wedding? What's the most popular flavor and mix?
People love vanilla chocolate and twist. I do add extra vanilla to the vanilla. I add sea salt to the chocolate. But I've done so many weird things. I did a goat cheese. I did a coconut curry.
You did a goat cheese.
Yes, I did.
Now that's savory and sweet together.
Yep, I did a goat cheese soft serve on one side and cherry on the other, and then you could swirl that together.
And how many people? Okay,
everybody.
Honestly,
eats it.
Did they go for the goat cheese?
Yeah, yeah. It was like a 100-person wedding. I would say 25 probably got the goat cheese.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever made goat cheese ice cream, Josh?
I have not put goat cheese.
Are
on
you going to do it?
Yet. I don't think so.
No.
I believe it's probably really good.
Now you have some exotic flavors though.
We have some exotic flavors.
Kielbasa and sauerkraut, something like that? No?
No, we try and play a little bit more in the nostalgia of it. We have a lot more kids than are at most of Megan's weddings, I'm presuming.
Yeah. And when you're doing custom flavors for a wedding, it's a prepaid event. So I'm already paid whether the kids want to eat the goat cheese ice cream or not. Whereas in his situation, it might just sit in the machine for a while.
All right. On that happy note, let's take a break here. It's ice cream today. 800-348-2551 is the number. Megan Kitsock is here. Josh Irwin is here. And we'll talk to you and take your emails in a moment. Late great Clifford Brown there with Sonny Rollins and Pet Up House here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551 is our number. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. It's the calm before the storm. And we talk ice cream today with Josh Irwin and Megan Kitsock. By the way, what made you get out of the hard ice cream biz, Megan?
Life.
I mean,
I had kids.
Did you enjoy doing that, though,
that? I love all kinds of ice cream. But as like a kid growing up, I would always pick soft serve over hard serve.
Most kids
if I were
do.
Gonna eat ice cream.
Amen. Amen.
Is it harder to make hard ice cream?
No. The process is very similar. The difference with hard ice cream and soft ice cream, like we kinda touched on, is you can put inclusions into hard ice cream where like you can't. So instead of adding them as inclusions, I do them as toppings.
Now, wait a minute. Josh Irwin just said he made mango ice cream, soft ice cream, right?
Yeah, but that's using mango puree. And so we're getting a full, the full tube of what's coming out of the machine is that one flavor.
But doesn't that, adding a puree of mostly fruit and water, change the way you make the ice cream in the machine? Do you have to change a setting?
There's definitely settings to be tweaked to change, soft serve. The term we use is viscosity. Viscosity is the hardness and the density that you're looking for. How creamy is it? How stiff and dry does that ice cream get as opposed to it being loosey-goosey?
So higher viscosity means better stuff?
Yeah, typically. You want to take it right to that kind of borderline where you get a nice, stiff ice cream. You think about the shops that are going ahead and doing a full dunk of ice cream with a cone into a hot thing. That's peak viscosity there.
How many, and you don't, I don't want to besmirch the name of any ice cream place around here, but how many people do it right? How many different venues, don't say anybody's name, do it right?
Hard or soft?
Soft. In other words,
not many.
No? Is it just an economic decision?
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper to make. Yeah, like Overrun cheap. In the hard ice cream biz, right?
Yeah, there's Overrun in soft serve too.
Is there? Explain.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's different types of machines for soft serve. Some have an Overrun setting. It's the amount of air that's whipped into your ice cream.
Right.
So whether it's hard or soft, there's always air being incorporated into the ice cream because as it freezes on the outside cylinder of the machine, it scrapes off and that incorporates air. In this specific machine that I use, there's a thing that you stick in the top that has a little hole that incorporates air into the barrel of the ice cream.
And you can adjust the amount that you want.
Sort of.
You know, Josh Irwin from Juju's just bought a very expensive, very fancy machine. What's the machine?
I actually went the other way.
Really?
Yeah, I have several very expensive machines, and we're trying a new one, which is a brand out of Korea that's been picked up by Taylor, which is called Istro.
Yeah.
And we're loving it. It's a smaller machine, doesn't have quite the output. You know, when Megan goes ahead and does an event, she needs to have fresh ice cream available on demand over and over and over again, where
right.
I'm open for 12 hours throughout the day at Juju's. We do lunch and dinner. And so there might be a two-hour gap, especially when, you know, there's a looming snowstorm ahead. There might be a looming gap, so we don't need to have 10 orders of ice cream ready at all times, only two or three. So we're trying this one out. But so Megan, the little pole that she was talking about, that sounds like you're using a gravity machine, mm-hmm. right, which is awesome.
And explain. Then,
so there's two different, you know, there's two different main types. You have gravity or pump. Gravity uses the simple fact that the milk product is stored up above in a chamber, and as it comes down, it's fed through gravity, and it takes a bit of air as it goes. That creates a much denser and higher quality product. Typically, the ice cream places that you see that you've had ice cream in the past are going to use a pump machine, which has a mechanism in it that actually forces air into the mix so that you can get much higher overrun content. Sometimes as high as 40-50%. That's going to be the spots that you're seeing, such as Wendy's, McDonald's, or these side of the road.
We're going to get sued.
No, or these side of the road spots. And so that's why you're getting like a totally different experience from eating Megan's ice cream or my ice cream, because there is less overrun. We're getting a denser product, and you're having much more of that flavor and that creaminess that we're investing in. And buying the high-quality milk.
The number here is 800-348-2551. We talk ice cream today with Megan Kitsock from Supreme Soft Serve and Josh Irwin from Juju's in Great Barrington and Lee. When did you open the second location?
Juju's Lee just opened December 3rd, 2025, so we're a month and a half in. It's kind of cool to be serving ice cream now in Lee, which is where Hylon Farm is. So we got people all the time coming in that smell like cows with their cool Hylon Farm hats on, and that makes it feel like it's full circle.
Very nice. And now you have a slightly different, not our topic today, but you have a slightly different food menu in Lee.
Yeah, we were looking for a second location. We've been stirring around the country looking from San Diego to Miami to Hartford, Providence, Boston. And ultimately decided, you know what, before we continue to branch this Juju's family out, let's do another one locally, pun intended there for you. And found a spot that happened to have a pizza oven in it. And as a born and raised New York City kid, I thought to myself, you know, pizza's something I haven't done before. That would be cool. And you know what goes well with ice cream and fried chicken?
Beer.
Everything.
Yeah, there you go. You know, you're doing the thin crust then.
So, yeah, so we're doing full-size pies, slices.
New York style.
New York style, man. We're not trying to mess with the classics. We're trying to do it right.
All right, let's go to the we'll go to the email first, and then we'll go to the phones. It's Ice Cream Today with Megan Kitsock and Josh Irwin. This email from Nick. Does ice cream whip together better with some sugar? How gross is sugar substitute ice cream?
You want me to get that one?
Well, you can both have at it.
That was a two-part question. So, yes, it needs sugar to be the proper consistency to come out of the machine. Sugar actually lowers the freezing point of ice cream. So if you don't have any sugar, it comes out as like a gritty sort of like granita, not correct texture.
Okay.
It's more like chalky than creamy. So you need ice cream. I mean, sugar. in the ice cream.
But I've seen sugar-free ice cream.
There is sugar-free ice cream.
How do you do it?
Look at that ingredient list next time.
But it's not gritty, I don't think, is it?
No, because they use sugar substitutes, which make it sugar-free, and I don't use sugar substitutes.
Don't do that, huh? What about you, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in the business to serve sugar-free and healthy foods. I serve fried chicken, pizza, and ice cream, so I want to make sure it tastes good. And if that's not up your alley, you can go over around the corner and get any of the alternatives. Yeah, I'm with Megan on this one.
Okay, fair enough. And then Nick goes on, do pints have a higher overrun than a gallon, let's say?
Totally depends on the type of ice cream you're buying. Typically, in like a half gallon that you buy at the store, there's a higher overrun because it's a lower cost, lower quality product. Mm-hmm. It also matters what the butterfat content is in either of them.
Okay.
Typically, if you're buying a pint of ice cream, it's a higher quality brand. I don't want to say any names, but
thank you.
The half gallons, you're going to get way more overrun, usually like 60%.
I know we've talked about this before, but one of the most disgusting memories I have of being a child in the 70s was my mother said, oh, yeah, well, we're going to be on a diet. I'm getting ice milk. And that was a thing in the 70s. And it was bilious. Oh, God, it was awful. It flaked up and frosted, and it was just, you're too young to remember that too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mary writes in, why am I thirsty after eating ice cream? Drinking milk doesn't make me thirsty. Eating sugar treats doesn't make me thirsty. Why ice cream? Am I alone in this? Mary, I agree with you. What? Megan,
I have
why?
No answer for that.
Josh, why?
I mean, I have to assume we'd have to look at the ingredients, but maybe there's some salt. You know, like salt is an amazing flavor enhancer, even in sweet, even if it's not a salty dessert. You know, some level of salt really brings out flavor all the way around the horn. So saltiness, sugar.
Maybe the fat content.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe needing to clear your throat. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know,
that's
Mary,
interesting.
But I agree, and I've had that impression
Check
myself.
Check the ingredients before you eat the next pint and see if anything in there is.
Speaking of salt, I remember my grandmother had an old-fashioned ice cream churn. I think it was an ice cream churn. And you put ice and salt in the thing?
Mm.
Well, why? What did it do?
Salt lowers the freezing point of anything. So it makes the ice, it's really confusing. And I just recently figured this out. The salt lowers the freezing point of things. So when you add salt to the ice, it melts the ice, but it makes the temperature colder, which makes it freeze what's inside faster.
Genius, of course.
That's right.
Why couldn't my grandmother tell me that?
It's the same reason you could pour salt on a case of beer when you're trying to cool it down real quickly with ice.
I didn't know this either.
Yeah. You get a cooler and some ice on there. You dump a little salt on there, and that'll chill it down a little bit harder for you.
Note to
self.
Got
all the life hacks for you.
Yeah. Irwin comes back for the beer show. 800-323-92. Nope, that's our fun drive number. Here's the thing, folks. Our lockbox is going, and I've been pitching this morning a couple times with Sarah LaDuke. The lockbox is open. If you want to make a pledge right now, it's WAMC.org. We really do need you. The federal funds are gone. I gave you the wrong number because I gave the fund drive number about 1,000 times this morning. The number for this show is 1-800-348-2551. One more email, and then we'll hit the phones. This is from John. My dad was from Indiana and loved ice cream all year round. We bought a Musolucino machine and have made some great batches. The best flavor so far was malt ice cream with crushed malted milk balls in it. Do you see a question there, anybody?
I mean, I can speak to malted milk balls being awesome. But
please tell me.
The best part of the malted milk ball is the center, and I found them naked. So I use those as a topping frequently.
Yeah, and people love that.
So good.
Have you ever made malted soft serve? Because that's been on my wife's.
I've made malted chocolate.
Okay, yeah. My wife has been asking for a malted vanilla or a malted chocolate ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so she probably likes those chocolate malted shakes. I used to love that.
She definitely does.
And you know, it's an acquired taste. Many of my kids don't like it. My wife doesn't like it. I love it. I grew up with that.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the challenges that I face is, you know, there's all these cool ideas. And again, I'm serving to the public. And as Megan said,
I don't
have it all prepaid for. And unlike a scoop shop, I don't have the ability to have 40 flavors
right.
all at once.
Yeah.
You know, I balled out pretty hard with the first Juju's location. We have two ice cream machines, which means we have a total of 4 flavors at any given time. But even though the goat cheese malted chocolate swirl does sound pretty good to me.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's great.
I have to.
That was convincing.
I work with my staff and my team, and we talk, you know, pretty regularly with our customers and say, hey, what do you want? What are you going to come back for? And have to make pretty simple decisions that maybe malted chocolate isn't what everybody wants, even though it might be what my wife wants, which is why she hasn't gotten
it. I'm sure the malt will go over much better than the goat cheese, I'm thinking. You know, here's the thing. You're a businessman. You can't have that much time to experiment like this. How do you know if something's going to work?
How do we know? I mean, we run little polls on Instagram to see what people want. Again, we talk to people. Sometimes it doesn't, and it sits in the machine for a while, and then you end up pulling it out at the end of the week.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that we haven't discussed at all is the cleaning procedures of the business that we're in. These things have to get detailed and cleaned incredibly well every single week, and so you really only got a couple of days to sell the ice cream that you're making before you got to turn it over. But there are some hits, there are some misses,
yeah.
and we keep flowing through it. We take good documentation of what's good and what isn't, both from our sake and sales sake. And you know, this new location at Lee, we only have one ice cream machine, trying to ball out on a budget. And even there, as Megan said, people really, they still love chocolate and vanilla. As the entrepreneur, I get bored of chocolate and vanilla, and I want to bring in all these weird, fun
yeah.
flavors. But then people show up. You don't just have chocolate. You don't just have vanilla. And
all
it's
the
like,
time.
Ugh.
So you have one machine to leave. Here's an idea.
Yeah.
You can both thank me for this.
Okay.
Megan comes over with the truck, does a pop-up right in front of your store. What do you think?
That's great.
Yeah.
Except that Megan will be standing out there selling her goat cheese.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. Joanna is in South Hadley. Hello, Joanna.
Hello. Thank you for your wonderful show. I just want to mention that last fall I did volunteering for Grow Wild Massachusetts and native plant stuff at a table, and I was right near the ice cream truck. And this was North Quabbin Garlic and Arts Festival.
Huh.
And I just want to mention that they had a garlic ice cream with an optional balsamic glaze drip over it. And I was going to try it, but the line was so long, I said, well, I've got a lot of people to handle here volunteering, so I'll wait till the line goes down or the end of the day. And by the end of the day, they were out of garlic ice cream.
It was that
everyone
popular.
Tried it.
Amazing.
There were 150 people in line to get garlic ice cream.
Well, Megan had a good reaction here. Would you do that in the soft serve?
I did a coconut curry. That's as close to garlic as I want to get.
Okay. What about you, Josh?
Well, anyway.
Oh, go ahead, Joanna.
If you have a truck and you want to have a really great day at a festival, it's actually a two-day festival, but there were about 7,500 people.
Wow. Incredible.
It was the most upbeat, positive, loving group of people since I went to Earth Day in 1970.
That is so cool.
This was the place to be.
Well, Joanna,
Orange Mass.
I've heard of this one.
Next fall.
Yeah, I think the folks, Tony and Darby from Rolling Rock Salt, go to that one as well. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Josh, do you make the garlic ice cream with the balsamic?
You know, that would be a good thing to have in a restaurant setting. You know, I remember we were doing a tasting menu years ago, and we did a rosemary ice cream soft serve that we put into a birch beer float and served salted vinegar popcorn on the side.
Check, please.
That sounds great.
Really? It sounds great?
Oh, man, it was so good. The pininess, the woodiness, the birch beer, the rosemary, it was incredible.
I'm going to have to take
your word for it. In the instances that, you know, we have here at Juju's, I mean, the kids would revolt if I put garlic ice cream.
If you're at a garlic festival, totally different.
Totally different.
Exactly. All right, let's go back to our phone lines. We'll go to Joan in Schenectady. Joan, how are you doing, Joan?
I am very well, Ray, and thank you. And hello, my guests. I have to admit, I'm salivating. Everything you've described is making me wanting ice cream.
We're going to have some in a few minutes, Joan. We're going to have a little ice cream during the break, so not to rub it in, but it's going to be pretty good.
Make me envious.
Yeah,
ha. Cool.
We'll make you a sundae.
All right, so what do you got today, Joan?
Well, my question, I actually have to turn the page. I was making so many notes. Thanks, guys. My question is, with all the snow that's coming in this, weekend, which is keeping me away from the studio on Monday, I'm not crying too much.
You're smart.
They don't want the volunteers.
Yeah, I'll be here, and it'll be fine. Yeah.
I'm going to feel for you. I am. But, so with all this good, fresh snow, which, like, after going through three or four uplifts, has to be fairly clean, and you mentioned, Ray, that buckety thing. My note says OG freeze barrel. So we did that too when I was younger.
Yeah,
and
very cool.
We
did
salt.
It once and it didn't work too well, so then we stopped. But anyway, go ahead.
We got ice. Yeah, I love ice cream. So I kind of want like the same thing, like just a real. Yeah, I grab a bucket full of snow, and I would add.
You know what I would
a
do?
A little bit of salt. I want you to tell me.
I would grab a stainless steel bowl from your kitchen, press it down into the snowbank, take it out, sprinkle some salt where you just pressed it down, then put it back in, pour your cream and your milk and your sugar in there, and just whisk it until it's ice cream.
You're kidding me. No, you're not joking.
I'm not. I'm serious.
So say it again. Now you put the bowl in the snow.
It's the same concept.
And Schenectady snow is the best.
The thing you used to do as a kid.
We're pretty clean.
Yeah.
You put the bowl in the snow to make the right shape.
Right.
You take it out. You put the salt in to lower the freezing temperature.
Okay.
Then you put the bowl back.
Okay. Then bowl back in the snow.
In the snow, in the spot with the salt.
Okay.
And then you add your ingredients for your ice cream: cream, sugar. Milk,
flavors,
whatever
sugar,
else you want to add, whatever flavors you want.
Genius. Have you tried this, Josh?
No, but I see what she's picking up, and I'm putting it down. See, I'm going a little bit. Megan loves doing all these amazing things that I just can't get my head around. So here's my take on what to do with the fresh snow. Go ahead and take that same metal bowl, put a couple of scoops of fresh powder inside the bowl. And then just go ahead and put maple syrup all over the top of it.
Uh-huh.
Go to town with a spoon. You'll be back inside in no time.
Joan, I got to be honest with you. I think these two are at odds now. And so we're going to take a quick break here, and we will see you when we see you. 800-348-2551. That's the number. It's ice cream today with Josh Irwin from Juju's and Grant Barrington and Lee Mass and Megan Kitsock, who's got a truck. You'll see her at a wedding one of these days. More Sonny Rollins, 800-348-2551. You know what? This is pretty cool. We have ice cream here, and it's soft ice cream, but it's fairly. So this is how you transport the ice cream when you've made it. It's fairly firm.
Yeah. So when I have extra ice cream in my machine after a wedding or an event that I do, I either put it into these quart or pint containers and freeze it, and then feed it to my kids, or I make ice cream sandwiches, which I left out there.
Now the staff has heard, so they'll be gone.
And
very
I
quickly.
Use a gluten-free cookie, so we don't have any gluten complaints.
Does that happen?
Yeah. Everybody has allergies to things.
Now this is quinoa, you said, with chocolate.
Yep.
It's really good. It's a great topping.
Dark chocolate quinoa crack.
Kind of has a little nutty taste to it, and really nice. All right, let's go back to the phones. One email here that came in from Russ. How can you tell how much air is being injected in soft serve? On an 80-degree day, if the ice cream starts dripping immediately after being drawn, does that mean it has high air content overrun?
Not necessarily.
Would you like to expound?
There are several reasons why it could melt fast on a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
One is that there's a high overrun. Another is that the machine is not at the correct temperature. and it's not freezing it as much as it should be.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily air related.
Gotta say, this vanilla is fantastic. Really good. Josh, what do you think?
We passed the vanilla over here? I didn't
sure.
get it.
I'm
yet? Eating the coffee and the chocolate right now.
I love ice cream Broken shows. I don't care about the... Oh, the bourbon caramel. You want some of that? Here,
mm-hmm.
have a shot of this.
I'll take bourbon and caramel.
All
if you want.
Right. Let's go back to the phones. Jim is in Adams, Massachusetts. Jim, you're on.
Yay, Ray, and yay to your guest.
Yay.
Yes, I realized I had a problem with gluten in my diet years ago, so I eliminated it, and I had several improvements in some of my health factors. All I understand is soft ice cream is primarily made up of bleached white wheat flour. Do you have those ingredients in your soft ice cream?
Bleached white wheat flour.
No, there's absolutely zero gluten in any of our ice cream products.
Is there wheat flour in what you make?
No.
No.
I mean, in the cookies and some of the toppings occasionally, but definitely not bleached white wheat flour. And in my ice cream mix, there's cream, milk, skim milk powder, sugar, and then a stabilizer blend just to keep the texture
okay. Nice. Hey, Jim, before I let you go, I know that you called in. You didn't make it on the show last week, but it was your 82nd birthday. Happy birthday, buddy.
82nd, you got it, man.
Thanks a lot for the call. Have a great weekend. Let's now go to Alan in Great Barrington. Alan, you're on.
Hello. I'm surprised that this is your favorite thing to eat, Ray. I thought you were into alcohol.
Well, I didn't say it was my favorite thing to eat, but
bourbon caramel.
I thought you just said that.
Well, we don't eat
bourbon.
No,
I said that this vanilla is fantastic. It's great.
Okay.
All right, man. What's up?
I've got a couple of questions. One is, what's this Overrun? I think it's Overrun or something that you keep talking about.
It's an ice cream making term. Which of you want? Josh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Overrun is the additional volume that you're able to create by incorporating both your wet ingredients with air. So if you put 5 ounces, if you put 5 fluid ounces of liquid into the machine and it whips, it might turn into 8.
And so mass producers would want some Overrun to make the bottom line a little better.
Yeah, the more Overrun, the more profit, because you're selling more volume, which is less product.
All right, Al.
Sure. Okay, so my next question is, you were talking about adding sugar, and I use maple syrup, and it does get grainy, and we make ours the air quote, old-fashioned way with the ice and the rock salt in the machine. But we cook our milk, our eggs. I think I whip the cream and add that in, whip the egg whites, put that in raw, and the maple syrup is getting cooked with the milk and the eggs. What can I do besides add sugar to kind of get that graininess out of there?
Ditch the eggs.
Ditch the egg?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think that maple syrup is sugar. There's no question about it.
That's like, true. I saw that in Elf.
I don't think that. I don't think that's a differential there. I would. I agree. I would consult a second ice cream recipe and see if you can make some adjustments by simplifying it a little bit. You got a lot of ingredients going on in there.
All right, Alan.
Okay, so it's cooking the eggs, egg yolks, or is it whipping the egg whites?
I would just eliminate egg altogether. Because
really?
if you're using a heavy cream and a milk, you have enough fat. The point of an egg would be as an emulsifier and a fat. So you don't necessarily need that if you're using heavy cream and milk. And then the maple syrup is just a sugar substitute that would act as sugar.
Okay. So I don't need to even heat the ingredients at all?
You could heat the dairy and add the maple syrup in if you wanted to, but you don't have to.
Okay. Well, Alan, thanks a lot for the call. When he called, I thought it might have been a different Alan from Great Barrington. The number is 800-348-2551. It's Ice Cream Today with Megan Kitsock from Supreme Soft Serve and Josh Irwin from Juju's in Great Barrington and now in Lee. Let's do a couple of emails and then we'll go back to the phones. This is from Fran in Gallatin. Hey, malt helps you sleep, says Fran. Why can't I find fudge ripple ice cream? When I was young, one of the only... Wait a minute. I can't read that. One of the only larger children worked at his father's soft serve place. You know, Fran, you almost got me in trouble there. I can't really say that. But the kid was, he might have gone on a diet, I guess. Anyway, can you find fudge ripple anywhere? Don't all jump at once. All right, Fran, thank you. Have a lovely weekend. Richard in Holland Patton says, I mention this to be ignored or discussed. The old New England flagship of 26 flavors of ice cream, Howard Johnson's. As a kid, I loved stopping at Hojo's on our way and back and forth to Maine on our summer vacation. Anybody remember Howard Johnson's? You guys don't remember Howard Johnson's?
No, unfortunately, sorry.
With the orange roof? Oh, my God.
We're just so young.
Yeah.
I know.
We're like.
I thought you made me sound old when you said I had 18 years of ice cream experience.
Well, but I mean, clearly you started when you were a fetus, right?
I was like four. I mean,
Baskin Robbins to me feels like old ice cream.
Howard Johnson's was a real thing. Okay. And they had restaurants, I think, up and down the East Coast, maybe all over the place. We had one in Albany, and, it was just you go late at night, you have some food, and they had all different ice cream. Very delicious.
Hanging out at Hojo's. Love
Hanging
it.
Out. Howard Johnson's got his Hojo working. Bruce in Great Barrington. Bruce, you're on.
Yes. I'm sorry. I almost dozed off there, but I am here.
Okay.
Hi.
Great. Me too. Go.
First of all, I remember Hojo's, the one in Albany. I used to actually... I don't know if I can say this, but I used to buy drugs there. I was curious about this bourbon ice cream.
What?
Because I have a theory that the best soft serve flavor would be a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, interesting.
It would taste just like iced tea, except like one serving, like a kid-sized serving in a cake cone would get you drunk.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Alcohol makes it tougher to make ice cream, right, Megan?
It's similar to sugar. It messes with the freezing point.
And really what we were talking about here, Bruce, was a chocolate bourbon topping that Megan brought. It wasn't really ice cream.
Topping. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, buddy.
It's a caramel.
Well, anyway,
sauce.
if you did the boozy one, you might want to drop the policy where you replace a dropped ice cream cone for a kid.
Bruce, you live in Great Barrington?
And then my other question is, I've been to Juju's, which is great. I want to put a plug in for Juju's, and I'd like to ask Chef Josh Irwin, why is the consistency of the soft serve so good when you've got no consistency with your jump shot?
Oh, ouch. Oh, so you know him. you're setting this up.
Right, I'll take my answer off.
Get out of here. Thank you very much. So you know this guy. All right, fine. The number here is 800-348-2551. You know, there's always one in every crowd. Melissa writes, I wanted to chime in with a weird ice cream. Thanks. My dad was making mango ice cream once when I was about 8 years old. He was so proud of it, and I got to have the first taste. I took a bite and then made the funniest face. His joy melted away and was replaced with a look of annoyance. What is wrong with it? I felt bad because I knew how proud he was, and I said, it's a little garlicky. He slapped his forehead and realized at that point that he had cut the mango on the garlic cutting board. Needless to say, he ate all the ice cream and still swears it was the best combination. I think I'm all set with that, but I'd try coconut curry. Would you share the recipe? And that's from Melissa.
Time for a second wedding.
Yeah. You getting married anytime soon?
You do a backyard party, right?
Yeah, I do.
Do you do divorces too?
Yes, absolutely. Any party that you want to have, I will make ice cream for.
So you won't tell the recipe?
It's, no, I don't. Okay. I am a wing it kind of person, so it's per order.
Okay.
And I mess with it until it's perfect.
Mike in Rexford writes, the best ice cream I ever had was made with sheep's milk, cinnamon flavored. It was at a sheep farm that is famous for its sheep cheese. Comments?
Yeah, goat cheese. Kind of the same idea. Delicious.
Josh, you're very silent over there.
Unless it's weird.
Still processing.
Okay, let's go to another email, and then we'll go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. Anne in Bonsville, Massachusetts writes, very enjoyable show. So I was typing you this message as Joanna came on by phone about the Orange, Massachusetts Garlic and Arts Festival. I wanted to say that I tried the garlic ice cream there. In my cooking, I go with, if you have enough garlic, then add more. However, while the first few bites were interesting, I couldn't finish the cone. That balsamic glaze she mentioned may have been helpful, though. That was not an option way back when I was there. My suggestion was going to be that if they were to try making it, maybe brainstorm what you could serve it over, not apple pie, and include the glaze. What would you serve garlic ice cream on?
A cornmeal waffle.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
That's the only thing that
did that
I
just
have.
Pop in your head?
I like to make those. I do like waffle cone sundae. Waffle sundaes.
By the way, Megan, your baking skills are great. The the butter crunch. What is that?
It's like a brittle. It's a toffee kind of candy.
It goes so well with the coffee ice cream. Really good.
Coffee toffee.
All right. Let's go to Joanne in Westmere. Joanne, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I've only recently returned to upstate New York in the past 2 years. When I was in Jersey, I had a lot of access to a lot of hard ice cream stores at various distances. Some of them I could walk to, some of them I had to get in the car to go to. When I moved up here, I was very surprised to find a dearth of hard ice cream stores, except the one we can't mention. A plethora of soft ice cream. What's the proportion hard ice cream shops to soft ice cream shops? And does anybody have any particular ideas why?
Okay, so the ratio basically. By the way, why can't you mention it? I don't even know what you're talking about.
The only store that comes to mind.
Stewart's.
The one with the tagline closer to you.
Yeah, Stewart's. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that we can mention that. All right. So,
okay.
What do you think about Joanne's question? Do you remember it?
Yes, I remember the question. I do not know the answer.
I think soft serve is starting a surge. I feel like over the last 8 years, we saw gelato being like the next ice cream that everybody wanted to be a part of, and people stopped going to their ice cream scoop shop because there was a new gelato shop down the block. And it's like, you know, what's the biggest difference between ice cream and gelato? There are some. I won't get into it because I don't really know that world. But I definitely think that soft serve is seeing a new surge now, and you see these premium spots popping up. And I think you'll soon start to see more and more.
Thanks, Joanne. You know, if you go see my buddy Rocco DeFazio over in Troy, the pizza joint, he's got this super deluxe gelato machine. It probably costs more than my house, but it's this really nice Italian machine. And he'll swear to you there's a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the differences are, but Linda's in East Chatham. Linda.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. We have about 30 seconds.
So,
go ahead.
Goat milk is an incredible thing. Goat milk is one of the highest butterfat milks you can get. And Nigerian dwarf goat milk happens to be the highest. I have them, and I have made cheese from their milk. And you just need to know that goat milk can be affected by what the goats eat. People think it's gamey, blah, blah, blah. Depends on what the goats eat, and anybody who's making ice cream from it would know better than to use goat milk from goats that are eating weird stuff. And just need to know it's high butterfat goat milk, so it's really great for making things like ice cream.
Well, that
will you message us on Instagram, and maybe we'll do a collaboration with your goat milk.
That's a great idea. So, by the way, this is a perfect time, Linda. Hang in here. We're about done. Josh, how do people get in contact with and find out more about Juju's?
You can go to our website, which is keepitjujus.com, or you can find us on Instagram, keepitjujus.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. Megan Kitsock, this is the time when you're sitting on the couch, you're watching, I don't know, The Masked Singer or something else, and you're booking weddings for this spring. How do people get in touch with you?
SupremeSoftServe.com or on Instagram at SupremeSoftServe. That's the easiest way.
This was fun. And thank you for the Hours and hours of work you did helping me set this thing up. Yeah, good time, everybody. Support comes from Honest Weight Food Co-op, 100 Watervliet Avenue, Albany, a grocery for all, offering gluten-free, vegan, and organic options, open daily from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. Honest Weight, honestweight.coop. The Inn at Saratoga, celebrating 180 years of hospitality. Saratoga Springs, oldest continuously operating hotel. The Inn at Saratoga.com. And Barrington Brewery, Great Barrington, celebrating 30 years with solar-brewed beer, served 6 days a week, serving 9 beers on tap and 1 cask-conditioned ale. Full menu available for lunch and dinner, barringtonbrewery.net. Thanks again to Megan Kitsock and Josh Irwin for being here today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the great calls and emails. Sorry if we didn't get to yours. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Jim Mountier screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. We got Fun Drive coming up in a week from Monday. So you know what? Pledge now.